about everything.
Exactly how I felt that day, I think, until it's over and behind us. But I don't have hopes really that high at this moment that the New York courts will do the right thing, that the jury will do the right thing. We're in a blue state, as you know, Greg. And
this is Michael Popak, Legal AF. I love leading off with Alina Habba saying that her client will likely be convicted by a jury when we're only in the second week of a 6-week jury trial. God almighty. There's always two worlds with Donald Trump. There's the reality world, you know, the world that you and I live in, inside of a wood-paneled courtroom with a judge in it and a jury and evidence. You know, I live in an evidence-based world. And that, the jury's going to have to decide based on the testimony, the opening statements, the oral arguments, the witnesses like David Pecker, who's killing Donald Trump one peck at a time during his testimony. And then you've got the upside-down world, where Alina Habba resides. And in the upside-down world, where, by the way, I thought she was fired as legal counsel. I thought they kicked her upstairs into the PAC management, where she's like some sort of spokesperson. But no. Obviously, with Donald Trump's permission, because she doesn't do anything. She doesn't wipe her backside without Donald Trump's permission. She goes on, you know, these softball right-wing MAGA echo chambers like Newsmax, and she gives interviews like that one, where while Todd Blanche, who is not just playing a lawyer on TV, but he's actually the lawyer, the lead trial lawyer for Donald Trump in a case right now where they're fighting for his liberty, he's getting turbulence and headwinds from somebody on who's supposedly on his own team, and Alina Habba, who's declaring to the world, including to a jury, frankly, note to Alina Habba, they go home every night. They're not supposed to watch TV or talk about it, but they're also not sequestered. And so do you think it's a good thing to be telling the jury effectively in the outer world, in the real world, that you think your guy is going to get convicted by the jury in New York? I don't understand the thought process here. She's managing expectations for those that follow Donald Trump. She's worried that she's setting up the groundwork for when the jury does convict her. And I will tell you, as a longtime practicing New York lawyer and trial lawyer, it's likely he's going to get convicted. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Juries make their decision about whether to vote to acquit or to find somebody guilty in the opening moments of a trial. They don't wait the 6 or 8 weeks. Sure, they're going to listen to the evidence. They make their decision on the opening statement. They start making their decision in jury selection and how they're treated, and with respect or not, by somebody like Donald Trump, by the lawyers, by the opening statement, by the promises made in opening statement, by the first couple of witnesses, then they're ready to vote. And already this case is going south and fast, a very high rate of speed against Donald Trump. But what is the purpose? There has to be a purpose, unless you're going to assume that she's just brain dead. Putting aside the brain dead thought, theory, what is the purpose of Alina Habba telling the outside world who's not in the courtroom? It's likely, in her view, as a lead trial lawyer for Donald Trump in the past, that the jury's going to convict. If I'm Todd Blanche or Susan Necklace, the real lawyers handling the real case in the courtroom, I would be effing pissed off to have to deal with that turbulence and headwinds from somebody who's supposedly on my side. We call that friendly fire, right? She's shooting from inside the foxhole at her own colleagues. That's a bad thing. But also, it is saying the quiet part out loud. It's not a Freudian slip. She believes it. And I believe it too. I mean, you've got 12 jurors, 7 men, 5 women. They're listening to the evidence. It's pretty evenly balanced. It's majority Democrat and independent, as far as I can tell from my understanding of the jury pool and the selection process and where these people come from and the neighborhoods they reside in. There's a couple of Republicans on there, I'm sure, but they don't seem to be MAGA. Nobody seems to be MAGA. There's a couple of lawyers on there. One's a corporate lawyer. One's a litigator. I don't think that's good for Donald Trump that there's lawyers on there. I'm actually surprised he allowed that to happen. He's more of an emotional gut guy, not a facts and law guy. And lawyers like me are more of a facts and law guy. And so I would have found a way to strike the two lawyers because they're sort of a wild card. You know, they're going to keep the jury honest, and lawyers sometimes become, even though they're not the jury foreperson, they're not, but they, of course, the non-lawyers look to the lawyers to help them in the deliberation process. So you're going to have basically two advocates for one position or another inside the jury deliberation room.
Did you know that traditional bedsheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses, and it's just gross. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, antibacterial bedding such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent up to 99.7% of bacteria growth and require up to 3 times less laundry. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/legalaf to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo LegalAF at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/legalaf and use the code LegalAF to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/legalaf to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode.
A couple of people in financial services, and then the rest sort of spans out there. But why signal to anybody? Donald Trump is busy bashing the jury in his own interviews, you know, still trying to intimidate the jury. We're going to run a clip now of an interview he gave while the motion for gag and contempt violation is pending. He gave an interview in Pennsylvania. Let's take a listen.
We know each other a very long time. How's your family holding up through all this?
Well, look, it's always tough when you can't go to your son's graduation. You know, he's a great student and he's a good boy. And you tell him you can't go to his graduation. This judge, who is a totally conflicted person, by the way, totally, he should not be the judge of this case. He's so conflicted that nobody's ever been as conflicted as him, just about. But this judge said that you can't get away from the trial. You know, he's rushing the trial like crazy. Nobody's ever seen a thing go like this. That jury was picked so fast. 95% Democrats. The area is mostly all Democrat. You think of it as just a purely Democrat area. It's a very unfair situation, that I can tell you.
So you got Alina. So let's synthesize this. Alina Haba says he's going to lose. Donald Trump continues to bash the jury. He wants to get word to the jury. He wants to intimidate the jury. So you have to assume that in Trump world, they believe that by speaking things into the universe, right, they will make them happen, that the jury will hear this. Then why on God's green earth, Alina, would you tell everybody, even if it's true, and I believe it is, that he's going to be convicted? How does that help the Donald Trump case? It doesn't. And if I were the lead trial lawyer for Donald Trump, which would never happen, but if I were the lead trial lawyer for Donald Trump, I would be picking up the phone and calling Alina Haba and say, enough, stop. I know you want to have your 15 minutes of fame extended over the last couple of years. You're not helping me in the courtroom. I've had serious conversations with colleagues around me when I'm trying a case about statements that are made to the press and how that's being portrayed. And, you know, basically, I take the fighter pilot approach. Who's ever in the cockpit of that fighter jet, it is the pilot, they control, right? They have command of the trial. That should be Todd Blanche. Alina Haba shouldn't be cutting his legs out from under him as he's trying to build credibility or regain credibility with the jury. So listen, the oddity that continues to be Alina Haba, we will continue to report on here as it impacts the intersection of law and politics on Legal AF and on the Midas Touch Network, in which he says crazy, stupid stuff about the bond hearing of about the $465 million bond, or about my guy's going to go down during the trial that's only 2 weeks old. We're going to bring it to you here, but then we're going to extrapolate it. We're going to analyze it about where it fits into the whole world of Trump's legal proceedings and what's happening in real time in the courtroom, which we're also reporting on as we get new information. So I'll continue to follow it on Michael Popak. Legal AF, follow us on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the leading podcast at the intersection of law and politics. And if you like this kind of hot takes and analysis, you can leave me a comment and a thumbs up. It helps with the ratings, and we do appreciate you. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Heary, heary, Legal AF Law Breakdown is now in session. Go beyond the headlines and get a deep dive into the important legal concepts you need to know and we discuss every day on Legal AF. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else, all for the price of a couple of cups of coffee. Join us at patreon.com/legalaf. That's patreon.com/legalaf.